Hey guys, welcome back to Real Talk with Emma. As always, I am your host, Emma Kwasny, and today I am dedicating this episode to the very end of my high school journey. Senior year is a bittersweet time that all adolescents experience at the end of their high school career. I swear, these 4 years actually go by as fast as people say. I remember starting freshman year as if it was yesterday, and now to be a senior going to college next year is still like a shock to me.
As I'm sure many seniors can relate, I am ready to get the heck out of this school. Senioritis is for sure a real thing, and to all the juniors who think they have it now, well, just you wait.
If you're someone who doesn't think senioritis is real, just listen to these seniors and they might change your mind.
All right, my name is Adam Reimelt. I'm 18 and I'm a senior. I'm gonna be honest, after I finished my AP exams and stuff, I like woke up and I was really tired in the morning, and my mom just kind of looked at me and she was like, you know, you don't have to go to school anymore as long as you're gonna graduate. And I was just like, I think I'm just gonna stop going to school. And that's kind of, all right, well, kind of what I've been doing. I've been making sure that as long as I'm still going to graduate, that's all that matters. So I have to keep an eye on my absences to make sure I don't FDA. But other than that, I just kind of, if I wake up in the morning and I don't feel like going to school, then I don't go.
Hey, I'm Anna Pickens. I'm 18 and I'm a senior. I think senioritis is when you're just so done with school that you can barely even bring yourself to come. And once you do come, you just really do not want to do any work. And it's just, even the easy things are hard to turn in because you're just so done. I remember there was one time where I had an assignment in Lit, and there wasn't like an exact due date, but it was just a thing that we were supposed to be working on and getting done. And it literally took me a month to do it. And it was like write two paragraphs. And it, like, I knew that I needed to do it and I felt bad, but I just like eventually the feeling bad, like the amount of bad that I was feeling was just hanging over me so much that I couldn't bring myself to do it. And so after like 2 months, I sat down and did it, and it was the easiest thing, and I could have done it in like plus one in 30 minutes.
My name is Abigail Lockwood. I'm 17 años, and I'm a senior. Honestly, I think that I am the definition of senioritis. Like, if you know, you know. But in being completely honest, probably just like Anna said, like, just when you have super easy assignments and like you just procrastinate so much, and then they turn into the hardest assignments ever just because you literally have zero motivation whatsoever. Well, basically I done goofed and did have kind of like hard classes this semester, and I just got way too stressed out because I had zero motivation, and I ended up dropping one of my classes just because I just did not want to take it anymore.
All right, my name is Rocky Andrews. I'm 17 years old and I'm a senior. Senioritis is the uncontrollable urge to leave the state every time you set foot in a Northwood high school. It's almost as though it's like there's an electric fence and you have a shock collar on. It's really bad. I have senioritis every single day. There's no medication for it though. Yeah, it's bad.
Urban Dictionary describes senioritis as a crippling disease that strikes high school seniors. Symptoms include laziness and over-excessive wearing of track pants, old athletic t-shirts, sweatpants, athletic shorts, and sweatshirts. Also features a lack of studying, repeated absences, and an overall dismissive attitude. The only known cure is a phenomenon known as graduation.
According to a survey that the Northwood Omniscient constructed back in 2012, 78% of seniors say that they experience senioritis somewhere throughout their senior year. My opinion on this? The percentage should be way higher, but I'm sure if we handed out the survey again, we would get different results. I started off my senior year pretty strong because I was determined to not catch senioritis. Little did I know, that's easier said than done. I would say I started to lose major motivation at the end of my first semester. Although I have managed to keep my grades up, I've procrastinated almost every assignment that I was required to do, minus writing articles for the Omniscient. Journalism was really the only class that has kept my interest because I want to major in communication when I go off to college.
Although many seniors may be happy to graduate and be done with high school, looking back at the memories throughout these 4 years can release feelings of sadness.
The best part of senior year has kind of been, it's kind of been finishing like your 4 years with the same people that you started with, like my friends like Jack and Chris, still being friends with them and kind of seeing how we've all like changed and stuff since when we were freshmen or when we were in eighth grade when I met them, has kind of been cool.
Most of the seniors that I interviewed agreed that senior year has been one of the most memorable years in their high school journey.
Being a senior, I feel like all the stuff we're doing now, like the senior skip day.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like technically allowed to talk about that. And then just like the senior breakfast is something I'm really looking forward to. Like having these last memories that are kind of the traditions that you do in the spring. And then also I really liked writing my will and testament because that was really fun. And like there were so many like inside jokes in mine that I was really excited to like leave to people and stuff. Yeah.
With only a couple days left of high school, and for some the last time ever setting foot into Northwood, I asked seniors what advice they would give to the senior class next school year.
To upcoming seniors, just stay strong, you'll get through it. Senior year feels like 10 years long. There's no advice, you're gonna have a horrible time, that's about it.
Quick interruption to all upcoming seniors listening to this. I know Rocky said you will have a horrible time, but if you really live it out and try to make the most of your last year at Northwood, it won't be all that bad. Now, back to some positive advice.
I would say try to give yourself an easy course load. I know it's probably too late for that, but if you can, just take online classes because honestly, my senior year has been so much better by the fact that I don't have to be here that much because when senioritis really hits, you're not going to want to be in this building more than you have to be. And then also just truly try to have some positive memories with the people who matter, you know. Like, so much of high school is kind of dramatic, but try to just put all of that aside, find your people who you really care about, and make some good memories with them.
What I'd say is make sure that you keep your motivation for the first semester and most of the second, so that way, like, towards the end, you can kind of just blow it off. I'd say make sure that you're still on track to graduate, make sure you're still on track to get into college, but other than that, just enjoy yourself and don't take it too seriously.
Make sure, like, your second semester senior year that, like, you stay in school until, like, the last bit, because, like, I made the mistake of just, like, not showing up to school, like, the first half of the semester, and then I used up all my absences, so then like I had to be really careful and like go to school the last bit, but you really want to make it the opposite.
This brings us to the end of this episode. As for closing remarks, I think all was said by the seniors. Anyone listening was lucky enough to hear senioritis stories, and hopefully to all rising seniors gained some wise advice on how to make their last year better. Again, I am your host, Emma Kwasny, and thanks for listening to my podcast. Oh, and quickly before I sign off, congratulations to the class of 2019. We really made it, guys. May everyone thrive in the next chapter of their lives. This song goes out to all the seniors.